Right, so we're going to do a guided hypnotic process, a timeline process, NLP process within a hypnotic relaxation experience, meditation, whatever you want to call it, learning state for changing the way we view the past, because we can't change it. Cannot go back in time and change the past, but we can change the way we view it, and the way we think about it, and ultimately the way we feel about it. We can change the feeling so that some of the things in the past that, some of the negative criticisms and things that reinforce beliefs and opinions that you have about yourself right now that are backed up by some of these points that you've identified are things that are holding you back and stopping you from being who you really want to be. And once you identify all of these things in the past, you can change them in a similar way to we were changing with the double dissociation method. But this we can do inside a hypnotic timeline process. So, if you're sitting comfortable, make yourself comfortable. Sit where you can lay down. Sit comfortably. Adjust your posture if you need to. Take a deep breath in. Hold your breath. Just hold your breath a little bit more. As you breathe out, just relax and let a sigh. Breathe out. And take another deep breath in. And hold your breath. And you can close your eyes if you haven't closed them already. Close your eyes. So you hold your breath just a moment longer, and in a moment when you breathe out, notice after you breathe out where you tingle. As you breathe out, notice where you tingle and feel the relaxation in your body. Take one more deep breath in. Hold that breath. And as you begin to still and focus and quiet in mind, as you take a little bit more air in and just breathe out. And notice the tingles as you relax all the way down this time. And just continue with that feeling all the way through your body tingle. And the more that you continue to notice the physical relaxation of body, jaw muscle, the shoulders, the legs and the hips and all over the body. Then you can notice parts of the body just tingling, the skin and the muscles. And just parts that feel serene and blissful. And the blissful, relaxed sereneness is a good place to place your attention on this moment right here, now, where you decided to relax and make change. And this moment right here, right now, that is the present, you can imagine putting a little marker on the present. And as you imagine floating and drifting really up, 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 up from the present, so you can see the present moment off in the distance, and you can look back down along the past, and you can see all sorts of memories from the past, and the ones that limit the you that you are now and the you that you can see yourself being more and more in the future. The ones you can put a little marker on those experiences, a big red X, on the experiences that just pop up in the past as you cast your mind back and float back along the past from this high, high point of view. You can see certain memories, put a red X on those memories. Examples of things that don't support you and don't have your best interests are just beliefs that are no longer relevant. Points of view that you've moved on from, experiences you had that you want to let go. Change the experience. Now, as you pick a few of these and put red markers on them, you can, from a point off in the distance, pull up one of those experiences, pull it up off in the distance and make it go black and white straight away. And as you make that experience black and white smaller, off in the distance, with squeaky little noises and sounds, and that memory further off in the distance, will squeaky off way back in time. You can notice how different that makes you feel as you look back now down that time and see it. It's just a squeaky little blurry black and white fuzzy. And you can pull up one of the other ones and do the same to this one. Remember a memory from the past. Pull it up, one of those ones with the axon, see it, make it go black and white, push it off. Back further into the past. And with one more, if you have one that's there, when you're unconscious, can do this again as you sleep and dream, and you can choose to do it consciously. To just pull up an old experience, that limiting belief that holds you back still. Make it go still, black and white, distance, off into the past. And as you release and let go of those things and change the way you feel about them, they change the way you feel when you think about those situations, which change what you can do. And what you can do moving forward in the future is create more of the successes that you want. And you have those CMIs out there in the future, those clear mental images, those 4K visions of some of the things that you want to do, some of the things you want to have, places you want to be, experiences and people and all sorts of wonderful things in the future, in all the areas of your life important to you, like health and fitness, nutrition, hobbies, creativity, career, finance, abundance, family, friends, all of the categories, the spiritual aspects of your life, all of the areas of your life. And the more that you get clear mental images of those and attach good feelings to them, the more it motivates you further and further towards them. And right now, from this position up high in your timeline, again, you can cast your eye back down your timeline, but this time, with a bright, wonderful sticker, a smiley sticker, a wonderful, good sticker, you can look back down at the highlights, some of the amazing things, some of the wonderful achievements, just all sorts of different ones, from holidays and experiences and life choices, successes in career, spiritually, people, places, activities, and the things that you've got. All of the categories and all the areas that you can pick on the matrix of everything you want. The successes you've had in the past, the wonderful achievements you set your mind to. You decided, you made a decision, you took the initiative, you took the lead, you took the action, you realized the dream, you succeeded. Effortless synchronicities and coincidences where things you just let go and things just fell into place perfectly. The examples in the past that support the visions of what you want in the future. And as you look and mark with a big smiley face, that's right, those experiences in the past. From this point up in the timeline. And you mark a few, that's right, a few different highlights of the past where you were excellent, where you, there was wow, you were in the flow, you achieved, you succeeded, you studied hard, you worked hard, you found effortless, it came naturally, successes in all different And as you then choose one of those moments and from your timeline, moving closer to it, moving closer to this big, wonderful memory, and allow yourself to remember and experience just that effortless flow state or that good feeling of achieved and succeeded. And know that in the past, wow, wow. And remember the past that makes you go wow when you remember the past memories, because they're the ones to bring to life and relive, because the successes there are wonderful, good foundations for the future. They're great feelings in the now. They're what makes you realize how grateful you are for the wonderful aspects of your life, everything that's awesome right now. And so that the more that you enjoy that, you can cast your mind to one of the other ones or stick with that one. Or pick a different memory from the past or cast your mind over several. For just a few moments a day, after closing your eyes or taking a deep breath or even listening to different recordings, and make change now. Feeling good about the past, remembering all of those resources in the past, in the future, there for you. Now you've already done these things, succeeded at them. Those clear mental images that you've been out into the future and imagined and dropped down in and lived. And from that moment where you think about the achievements in the future and having achieved them and how grateful you are, and thinking back about those past experiences that without which the achievements in the future wouldn't have been so easy, but they are, and they're even more easier. Especially with hindsight, as you look back down towards the present and back to those resources in the past and see how stuff can change and grow in your future. It's bigger and brighter the more you pick and deliberately choose the brighter, shinier, bigger bits that are good for you everywhere. Now, with all that goodness from the past and all that wonderful gratitude from the future, the gratitude for the here and now, you can come back to the here and now and relax more. Open your eyes. And enjoy the rest of the day. It's been absolutely amazing to bring this Inner Circle episode from India, February 2018, Goa. Until the next time.